This is Consonance, written by Cordial, read by Mistborn Hero, a His Dark Materials podfic rated for general audiences and tagged for heresy, world building, demons. An expert from Q. John Ed. Demonless. A primer for the critical observer. Syracuse, Torre Delgi, the Money Press. Year disputed. A. It is a great dame, the new district center of demonology. The locals often warmly recommend it to visitors, with no more enthusiasm than do, of course, to any of the new centers of learning that charmed me and my companions into the Delshire Hills. Once a building given over to dubious youthful activities, it has been revealed and rechristened by the district elders to the finest purpose, educating their children in the new ways of their souls. And if not all children can view the exhibits yet, alas, they must miss the magnificent specimens of bears, the perfectly textured beaks of birds, the well-bred marching at meticulously judged, removed from their demons, the percentages of hooked feet in this town and that, and their correspondence with petty crimes. The center has at least the consolation of knowing it has acted in accordance with the best incentive programs devised yet by the scientists of Dalshire. With community blessing, it will soon be able to perpetrate the countryside with its most crucial pairing examples, and enlighten those folks as well. I witnessed an exchange between a Dalshire child and an adult volunteer during my visit. It is a common pleasure, to be sure. The wide-eyed children form a constant stream in and an enlightened one out. But a pleasure nonetheless. The men and women who, out of humility, refuse the term staff wear a riot of colors and are of admirable physical diversity. But to a one, their communions with their demons are flawless, and all continuously delighted by their demons' permanent forms. Most understandable, as their demons could fail no test, if only every human had their spirit. Boy, what if she got red patches under her wings? Volunteer, then you only need to turn another page. Yes, there, that's her type. And there, you can see the statistics of her breed and all the other studies we've collected about people like you. Boy. But I don't want to join the course. Volunteer. No one will make you, sweetheart, but you can see here in the center how happy you would be. B. The existence of these centers is no doubt only one manifestation of the processes that drive the modern study of demons. This study has been named systematic, rigorous, precise. It is. The field has been the instrument by which permanent surveillance has been introduced, and resistance to it erased in our society. No longer needs one a church to hunt those judged most abnormal, or knowledge of angels to imagine oneself being watched. In the charts of the centers of Delshire, Agatshire, Tolshire, one can see the supposed history and future of every demon bond in the universe. In its infancy, demonology only identified witches and non-witches. The panoptic breadth of our knowledge now allows one to pinpoint demon normality on any of 100 axes, and thus the qualities of the person bonded to it, and allows for one's neighbors to instantly access one's own. Everywhere we interrogate the child in the guise of helping her understand. The magisterium kills and rents nowhere, but life is now imposed on all of us forever, in files that will never be complete, and through procedures that bear no names but judge our souls. See, fellow demonless, keep reading. That you are here and thinking and feeling is a revolutionary act. You are not a lesser being for not having an animal at your heels. You are not a lesser being for not raining dust from your underpants. You are not a lesser being if you were born severed or if you chose to sever yourself. You are not safe. The cameras, the papers, they have let us slide in public. They haven't figured out yet why we can't be strange and live. They have no place for us in their hierarchies and graphs. But when they realize this, they will come after you. Look at the sisters in arms that grew too close to their partner's demons. Remember how they were looked at when they dared to touch. Look, do you think the demon bound will be any kinder to us when we fail to fit their charts? When we dare to show how wrong their judgments are by living good lives without our souls peeled out of our skins? We break the system. Don't think you can be normal by acting normally with your parents and friends' demons. Don't think the worst consequence is your neighbors climbing over your fence to goggle. We cannot be seen in a world that relies on seeing everything about us. When the centers remember, the cages and the claws will come out again. And you need to look and listen and fight with your own eyes and ears and mind. Footnotes 1. Il Gervien. Sights and Sounds. The Modernization of Delshire. Page 8. 2. This passage is most commonly attributed to M. Folcott, who is unfortunately, but safely, dead. 3. Anonymous. Visibility is not the answer. Page 1. The end. This has been recorded for ITPE 2024 as a treat for... I'm so sorry, I cannot pronounce your username correctly. Wilfrida? Anyway, I first meant to go get you some Femslash. And then I saw you had His Dark Materials in your list somewhere. So I went with something world-buildingy, which I thought was fun and that you might enjoy. This is very clearly written, like, way after the books. But it's fun. And it's neat to see where things went there. Anyway, I hope you enjoy. Thank you for listening. And please remember to drink some water today.